Welcome to the Law Fluent Podcast Clerkship Series by Isabella from Open Law, where you'll discover the tips and tricks of scoring a clerkship and the culture of top-tier firms across Australia offering fantastic clerkship programs. For today's clerkship episode, we are joined by James Keane, the Graduate Recruitment Manager at Herbert Smith Freehills, to discuss their clerkship process. So a little bit about Herbert Smith Freehills before we begin. They are one of the world's leading international law firms with 169 years of history. Their expertise spans across 26 offices with 2,600 lawyers, and they've won multiple awards, but one of the ones that stand out to me is that they were winner of Global Law Firm of the Year in Europe. So thank you so much, James, for joining today.
Thanks for having me on, Isabella.
Let's jump straight into it. So what is the firm culture of Herbert Smith Freehills like?
Sure. So I imagine that after asking this question of lots of different law firms, you'll get quite a variety of answers. I think when we think about culture, we think about it's essentially how we work with our clients, how we work with each other, how we treat each other, and how we create an environment where everyone can perform and thrive to their full potential. And at Herbert Smith Freehills specifically, there's a few kind of hallmarks of that culture, which we think are consistent throughout most of our teams. And that is, so in no particular order, high performance, that is a focus on our clients, that is working towards our vision and staying in line with our values, that is continuous learning, which is particularly important for grads and clerks coming through. And then it's also a culture of well-being, of respect, and of inclusion as well.
So what is Herbert Smith Freehills' recruitment process for clerks?
Yep. So the recruitment process is fairly consistent with other firms, which you've probably heard about from now. Some of the differences for us, so there isn't any psychometric testing involved when you apply. So there's none of the kind of shapes or numbers games that you might find at other firms. I think more broadly, in terms of the recruitment process, I think I've got two main goals in terms of thinking about students. One is through the lens of inclusion. So that is, what can we do to support candidates from different backgrounds? So as an example of that is our commitment to hiring students with disabilities. And that would look like asking students if they require any adjustments throughout the process. We've got a global adjustments policy, so we can change lots of things about the recruitment process to suit different people and to make sure that people can fully participate. Also on the angle of inclusion, we also have our 10 Actions for Change, which is our commitment to becoming an anti-racist organisation. Since we've introduced that 18 months ago, we've seen an increase in hires of candidates from a culturally diverse backgrounds go up by 47%. The final thing I'd say about the recruitment process is that we recognise how difficult it is. Like, we know that it is a really hard time of the year. We know that there are multiple events, multiple applications. We also know from a student's point of view, all the other things that students have to do, work, university, other commitments, they don't stop either. So our job is to keep that in mind as we go throughout the recruitment process and try to understand, if we were in a student's shoes, how difficult that is, and try to do things to make that easier. And that might mean little things like just saying thank you for the fact that people are giving up their time to participate in one of our activities. Or say last year during the lockdown in Sydney, we offered all of the students in the recruitment process the opportunity to meet with one of our mental health champions for a confidential conversation.
That's so important that such a large firm is focusing on that, even for, you know, the more junior members entering in to the firm, which is, that sounds fantastic. So what skills will an ideal Herbert Smith Freehills summer clerk candidate hold?
Yep. So there isn't really when we think about our really successful lawyers, when we think about like the types of things that they bring to the organization, the types of skills that they bring to achieving client outcomes, there is such a wide range of skills that they have, and people are really good at different things. So when we think about recruiting for a clerk cohort, we think about trying to recruit a diverse range of skills so that we can meet as many different client outcomes as we want to. That's a bit of a wishy-washy answer. So in terms of things that I think are probably consistent throughout all of the lawyers that we have here, I would say that people are curious, as in their interest in learning new things. I think people have empathy and the ability to think about how other people are feeling. I think a growth mindset and that continuous learning focus. I think the ability to work in teams and achieve outcomes. And then finally, resilience, because we know that the industry can be tough and we know that people need that resilience if they're going to go into this industry.
Resilience is a very not talked about quality that I think we haven't heard from our previous episode. So that's great. And I think we've all learned resilience during the year of COVID.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, I was listening last night to one of your early episodes with Christina talking about wellness in the law. I thought that was excellent.
One of our favorites. So,
yeah.
And then what extracurricular or previous legal experience is favored or perhaps more competitive at Herbert Smith Freehills?
Sure. So we take quite a broad perspective on this. So if you go back to the skills that we are looking for, there are so many different ways that you can achieve those skills. So we don't want to box ourselves in by saying that one particular type of experience is better than another. I think probably where we start to see students undersell themselves is discounting the experience that they've gained from, say, retail or hospitality or non-legal roles. Like, we know it's hard to get legal work experience at university. Like, there isn't lots and lots of opportunities for students. So we'd be shooting ourselves in the foot if we, you know, only looked for students with legal work experience. I think when you're, like, in terms of practical advice, I think when you're thinking as a student about making an application, I would think back over, you know, your last kind of few years and think about, what have I done that I'm proud of? What have I done that was challenging for me and I had to step outside my comfort zone? And what have I done that I'm good at? And typically, the answer to those three questions, they might be the same thing, are probably going to be the areas where you've developed the most skills in. And then I would focus your application on those areas and focus on those skills. And the next step of that is, when you make the application, is to give us the context. How did you achieve those skills? Why was this challenging? Why are you proud of this? So that we understand the full picture in your application and we can understand where you're coming from, how you developed those skills, and why they'd be a good fit for a clerkship and a grad role.
I'm sure that's so comforting for our students to hear that if they haven't been able to score their dream paralegal position, or they've had other factors that have contributed to perhaps low marks or having to take a lighter load at uni, that it's going to be factored into their application.
Yeah. And can I just add something around the marks point of view? So grades are just one of the things that we would look at in terms of your application. Like, we know that on paper, two sets of grades don't tell us the full story about how those grades were achieved or what context they were achieved in. So when you apply, what we're really interested is understanding the full picture. And how we're going to ask for that is in three different ways. So one, we're going to ask you to list out your grades per year. So we're really interested to see the progression of grades as you go through uni. Two, we'd like you to give us any details of any factors that might have contributed to those results. And we take a really broad perspective on this too. So this could be things impacted by COVID. This could be your part-time work experience. This could be English as a second language. Anything that you have experienced that might have had an impact on your overall grades, we're interested in hearing about. And then thirdly, we partner with an organization called RARE. A few other firms do so too, which provides us more information as to your socioeconomic background when you entered into university, which can also help take that into consideration.
That's my favorite answer to that question as of yet.
You're just saying that.
I'm definitely not. So what rotations are offered within the program, and how many will the student undertake within their clerkship?
Sure. So overall, we've got 8 different practice groups. So across the typical kind of lens of or across the typical lines of, say, litigation focused corporate, which have like M&A and equity capital markets, etc., employment, competition, and then a few others focused on different practices, new projects, finance, etc. All of those options for rotations. In Sydney, you'll have the opportunity to do 2 rotations, so work across 2 of them. And then in the other states, you'd have the opportunity to work in 1. And that's just because of the timing of the program as set out by the law society in each state. But I mean, outside of that, we'd want you to get exposure to as many different teams and groups as possible. So during your clerkship, you'll have the opportunity to work with our digital law team. You'd have the opportunity to contribute to our innovation project with our legal ops team. You'd have the opportunity to work on pro bono matters. And you'd have the opportunity to have presentations and network with different practice groups, so that by the time you come into the grad program, you should have a fairly good idea of at least some teams you'd like to try. And then throughout the 18 months, you can kind of figure the rest out as you go.
So just out of curiosity, which of the rotations are most popular?
Typically, litigation and corporate are our two most popular rotations. I think that's partly because they're the areas where students know the most about coming into the program. And then we'll discover more about the other areas once they're in the organization.
And what social and networking opportunities are available for HSF clerks?
Sure. So there's lots of different social and networking opportunities. I think the clerk sport's probably been covered off quite a few times now. In terms of Sydney, because the clerks are with us for 9-10 weeks, we empower the groups to come up with their own social committee and let them go off and create their own events and provide budget for that. So the group this year did things like organising picnics, did a Christmas dinner, did breakfast coming back to the office. A little bit disrupted by working from home this year, but you know, hopefully next year it should be smoother. In terms of the other offices, in Brisbane, for example, they do a grad and the clerk pizza dinner where they get together. One of the things we have done to try to add in more structure is that in Sydney this year, we ran a coffee roulette where if you volunteered, you would then be matched with a random person at HSF for a coffee. It's a great way of expanding your network. And then it's really a bit of a choose your own adventure. Like if there are certain people or types of people or activities that you're interested in, you let us know and we can help facilitate that introduction. Last year, we had a clerk, shout out to Kevin if you're watching or listening. He was really interested in our office in Indonesia and wanted to meet someone from that office. So I worked with him and we drafted what I thought was a really good email to one of the partners there. And he sent it off and he got a reply within a day and then set up time to have a Microsoft Teams call. So like that's just an example of, I guess, how we can support you to find people that you're interested in having a chat with.
That's really exciting, especially moving out of that COVID age and relearning people skills and to network again.
Yeah. Maybe that's a future podcast episode.
Maybe, yes. Yeah. So you're giving me a lot of ideas for our already full rest of the year series. So what opportunities will a clerk receive after their clerkship?
Yeah, so typically after a clerk finishes with us, they'll have an opportunity to paralegal. So in Sydney last year, every clerk who wanted to paralegal, we're able to find bays for and to have them come back into our team and work as a paralegal. In the other offices, there's also paralegal opportunities. Not just in terms of working with us, but we've got opportunities to work as a paralegal at a client. We've got opportunities to work as a paralegal sometimes with our pro bono clients as well. And then we've even had over the years people who've gone to London to travel and we've connected them with a London office and they've been able to paralegal there. After that process happens, or as we get closer to grad offers, we would then make grad offers as per the different processes in each state. So in Sydney, our expectation is that everyone who clerks with us will receive a graduate offer, which is market practice. And then in the other offices, it's dictated by the law society in each state. So there's a process for that. Once people receive the graduate offer, then in each state, we let people defer their offer if they want to go and do other things beforehand. So, you know, for example, that might be going to work with a judge for a year, or that might be to go traveling before you start your career.
That's some really good flexibility as well. I didn't know that HSF had that, which is great. So, James, what makes HSF different?
I think in Australia, we've got quite a unique proposition in that we are one of the leading firms in Australia. So we get access to the biggest work, the most complex matters, working with the biggest clients, plus having the largest international network And being able to combine those two things puts us in quite a unique position in Australia. And what that means for students starting their career is that we have got access to the type of work that's going to make you an excellent lawyer, regardless of what type of lawyer you want to be in the future. And we've got access to those international opportunities and take a global mindset to how we approach things.
So their Instagram is at HSF Graduates AU, and they've got some really good tips. They've got some videos from lawyers and grads and clerks. All of their events that they're running is showcased on there. They do exciting giveaways to help you with your CV and to help you meet and network with HSF lawyers and people before you actually join, which is really exciting. And I think any firm that has a really big social presence at the moment, it's so important for students to be able to see that, because it just shows that they're moving with the times and they're very innovative. And yeah, I think that's really good.
Because it leads into things that we do in other spaces, such as diversity inclusion. Our goal is to be the leading law firm for inclusion around the world. And what that means is that we have market-leading practices when it comes to parental leave policies. 36% of our partnership in Australia are female. We have commitments to being an anti-racist organisation. We have global commitments when it comes to LGBTI plus and disability. And we're one of the only law firms in Australia to have a veterans network. I'd encourage students to, this is a shameless plug, but I'd encourage students to go onto our Instagram where we are pushing out probably the most interesting content to do with the firm, and try to keep it in a more casual, relaxed style, which hopefully is more interesting for students. So I'd recommend students to go and check that out afterwards.
Well, thank you so much, James. This was such an insightful episode, and I'm sure it will generate a lot of interest from our students to apply to HSF, whether it's for a clerkship or paralegal position or a grad position, because a lot of people are in that stage of trying to figure out if a different firm is more suited to their skills.
Thanks so much, Isabella, for having me on. I've had a really fun time today. Hopefully students got something out of it too. If you'd like to connect with us, as I said, we've got the Instagram, we've got a LinkedIn page. Feel free to connect with me directly as well. I'd be more than happy to take any of your questions. And I look forward to listening to the rest of the episodes.
Hi, my name is Alex Soros, and I was a summer clerk at Herbert Smith Freehills over the summer of 2021 to 2022. My experience, to say the least, was fantastic. What most struck me about the firm, both during the recruitment process and during the clerkship, was how down-to-earth everyone was, genuinely. Everyone was very approachable. They encouraged you to network within the firm, and they encouraged you to ask questions. I found that this really fostered a positive working environment and allowed for me to make friends and really learn more about the firm and the work that they do. I first rotated through the funds, M&A and financial services team led by Fiona Smedley, and I had a brilliant time. Fiona was a fantastic leader. The team were all lovely, and while the work was challenging, it was very, very intellectually stimulating. This really interested me, and it was definitely out of my comfort zone, but in a very positive manner. I was well supported by the team, and particularly by my buddy at the time, Tori, who guided me through the tasks that were given, and there was no silly question. This made for a really great experience. Another team that I rotated through subsequently was Andrew Eastwood and Luke Hastings' regulatory disputes team. The work that we did there was fascinating. It was very contemporary and it was litigious, which was something that I have always been attracted to. I like the dispute side of things, although in saying that, I did really shock myself having had such a great time in the funds team as well. I think part of the clerkship that really made it for me was the fact that the emphasis was on about you getting to know the firm as much as them getting to know you. There wasn't really pressure on in terms of performance and recording time. Rather, the focus was ask as many questions as you can, give tasks a go, and then be really receptive and open to feedback. This is a great mindset to have all throughout life, but it was really nice to see it embodied during that short stint that we had for the clerkship. Beyond the actual clerkship itself, being a paralegal at the firm, I can attest to the fact that it is a great place to work. As I said before, everyone is very approachable and lovely, but the work itself is also really enjoyable, and the clients are fantastic. The recruitment process itself, I also felt that HSF stood out, because throughout the entire process, they were constantly checking in to make sure that we were going okay, particularly given that we were in the second wave of the pandemic. And they were constantly giving us intel as to the progress of applications, what would be happening next, and arranging for various activities such as coffee chats and evenings where we could really learn more about the firm in a very comfortable manner. Partners reached out to have sporadic Zoom calls, which was fantastic. It meant that you could have a lot of one-on-one conversation and actually ask questions that you were curious about and show your interest in the firm, of course. And they were very, very welcoming in organising all of these, which, again, was quite a standout. The interview process itself also was very effective. I found that the one-on-one interviews with partners not only made you feel quite appreciated and respected throughout the process, but it also allowed you to be very open to build a rapport with someone and to get to know more about them and the actual work that they do and that their team does. And that was really insightful. It provided a great opportunity to ask some very specific questions. And from that, that kind of assisted me personally in deciding which teams I would nominate to rotate through during that clerkship. So on the whole, I can't fault my experience as a clerk at Herbert Smith Freehills or my subsequent employment experience. I'm having a great time and I'm very grateful for all of the people that I'm meeting and for all of the learning that is being done.
Hi everyone, my name is Andrew and I recently clerked with Herbert Smith Freehills or HSF in summer last year as a summer vacation clerk. While I was with the firm, I clerked in the head office advisory team. So the head office advisory team mainly deals with corporate governance issues in some of Australia's largest companies, but also gives out a range of other advice. So it was quite interesting and intellectually stimulating, but also really rewarding and a really fun experience. I had an amazing time with the firm and I felt really included in the firm's culture and particularly in my team's culture as well. I think that the firm went all out to make sure that as clerks, we felt really included and were able to really experience what being a lawyer would be like with the firm. So we were able to get to know not only people in our team, but all across the firm, which was really good, especially as we only had one rotation, because it gave you the opportunity to learn about different practice areas other than the one you were assigned. And, you know, I never felt restricted in meeting people to discuss what their experience has been like at the firm and get to learn more about the firm. In terms of the work that I was given, it was really, as I said, work that would be given to a lawyer. And so that can be challenging at times, but also it's really rewarding because you get to do something and you think at the end, like, wow, I was able to do that. And of course, you have so much support from the lawyers, senior associates and partners in your team who are there to really see you succeed. They really want you to do well. And so I never felt as though I couldn't ask questions or that I was a burden. Instead, I felt questions were encouraged and the more help that I sought, the better job I was able to do. So I definitely felt as though the work was extremely rewarding and fun and interesting and definitely felt supported during my clerkship to do the best that I could and to challenge myself as well. A lot of the lawyers gave me tasks which I hadn't done before or I wasn't sure that I'd be really great at, but really encouraged me to just give it a go. And I found that after giving it a go, I really enjoyed it. Like I said, you're immersed into the culture of the firm and not just your team. So down in Melbourne, there were a number of events that happened in summer that the clerks were able to go along to. And it was great to see all the lawyers and support staff at these events. So things like Christmas parties, a fun run we went to, a team Christmas party. I was even lucky enough to get to travel to Sydney during my clerkship because the team was going up. So you really felt... you're really made to feel as though you're part of the firm's culture and part of the team of the firm while you're there. And so it gives you a really accurate picture of the types of things that you would be doing as a lawyer and what you could expect day to day. So I definitely enjoyed my time at HSF, and I would encourage you to apply for a clerkship there.
Thanks for tuning into today's clerkship episode. Be sure to follow us on social media at The Law Font Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, and at Open Law on LinkedIn and Twitter to stay up to date with clerkship information and tips. Keep listening on your favorite streaming services, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. And hit subscribe so you don't miss any new clerkship episodes. Leave a review if you enjoy the episode. And if you'd like to contact me, you can email icarozzi, I-C-A-R-R-O-Z-I, at openlaw.com.au. And don't forget to head over to openlaw.org.au to learn more, stay up to date, and become law fluent. Speak to you next time.